Now, as we've all learned from our studies, the Pro Bowl is pointless. Now, football is my third favorite sport, right after hockey and baseball, of course, tops them all. But I got news for you. The hockey All-Star games have gotten to the point now where it's really 17-12. Really? Sounds like a Raiders game. Of course, the Raiders are on the point where they had 12. Greetings from San Francisco, California. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92, Stitcher, iTunes, Ustream, Ice Cream. We all scream for ice cream. I actually watched UFC this weekend out in Stockholm, Sweden. I wasn't in Stockholm. I was in Pinole, California with Dan Holzman from the Raspini Brothers watching it. And it was the first time I'd been to one before, but I was just there checking out girls out in Sacramento. It was pretty cool. I'm going to UFC 184 in Los Angeles. Got to get my media credentials for that. They keep screwing up on the web. Anyway. But that was a lot of fun. I have to admit. That was cool. I'm going to see Ronda Rousey, too. Can't wait for that. Now, Cabby's on his way in. He doesn't have a cab today. And so he's like strolling up Sansom Street here. And for those of you who are in the Northeast right now, New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, it was like near 70 again today on Sunday here in California, not San Francisco. It was like 75 on Thursday. I hear you're going to get a little bit of snow. Now, before you get up there and just say, shut up, I'm from Massachusetts originally. I lived in Boston for years. I lived in the Berkshires as a kid. Well, near the Berkshires, Agawam, actually. Poconos, I lived in New York City, Montreal, I feel your pain. I really do. I'm reveling in it, but I'm feeling it as I'm going to the beach on Monday. Enjoy your 2 to 3 feet of snow in New England. And for those of you in Pennsylvania, yeah, it's only between 1 and 2 feet, but you know what? You enjoy that as well. Godspeed to all of you kids. Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
North Korea is the country that the monkeys and the Wizard of Oz came from.
Now, this is how you start a show. Back to 1973 from Band on the Run. Great tune. It's called 1985. Still the best-selling album ever with James Coburn on the cover. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. You know, I gotta get a new Twitter account. I keep forgetting my password. It was Radio Misery. I'm really lazy about it, so don't bother with Twitter. We do have a Sports Overnight America page on Facebook. Just get a hold of me personally. It's easier. I'm the only Jerry Burke spelled this way, G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. You notice a couple of people have just done that during the commercial break. Lonely people, though they must be. 1-800-878-7529. Waiting on the great Cabby. He'll be joining us here. First thing we got to do, though, is we have to head to the Low Country. That is runs from basically from Hilton Head, South Carolina, all the way down to Brunswick, Georgia, through Savannah et al., and we do so. We say hi to our friend Country down there in Brunswick, Georgia. How you doing, my friend? Welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, man, I'm telling you what, man, I miss you.
I miss you.
I mean, I miss your show. I miss everything about it.
Well, yeah, they took us off whatever that dinky station was down there in Brunswick. I mean, you can hear us on Sirius and XM and on iHeart. And you listen online at sportsbyline.com. That's BYLINE.com. Just click on Listen Live if you have a computer. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah, but I ain't got a computer, man.
Or
I'm a redneck.
Well, you know, when I lived in Savannah, which isn't too far from there, which is the cosmopolitan part of the coastal empire, I guess, I had a computer. Like, get Sirius and XM.
Yeah,
you can do that.
But you're one of the main persons that told me to. Savannah, Georgia was the only place in the United States that you can walk down the street and drink a beer.
Well, that in New Orleans, yeah, as long as it's 18 ounces or less in plastic or in styrofoam, and if you are north of 32nd Street, you are allowed to walk around with alcohol in Savannah, Georgia. Yeah, I did it all the time.
Amen. Now, let me ask you something, man.
Sure.
I want to ask you one question.
Knock yourself out.
All right. Now, with this inflation, deflation, and everything, it reminds me of Reaganomics.
Oh, God, I hated Reagan. But anyway,
voodoo
economics.
With the inflation balls on the playing field,
mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they, after halftime, when they seen the balls were deflated,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the game, couldn't they check the balls at the end of the game and see if they were deflated at the same temperature?
Now, you have to understand something. First off, when you say when they say deflated, it's not like these things were you couldn't look at them and say, okay, these things are deflated. We're talking about one PSI. That's 1 pound per square inch, okay? Air.
I know.
Okay. Now, and here's the thing. This is, and I can't believe you're bringing this up, because I'm going to be honest with you. I have never, and I mean never, seen more to do about nothing in my life. If it wasn't for the fact that it was the New England Patriots, and considering, you know, they got nailed a few years ago with the spying thing against the New York Jets, and Belichick was fined like $500,000 and they lost a draft pick.
Amen.
If it wasn't for the fact that this was the Patriots, no one would care. People have done. Brad Johnson paid somebody $7,500 to deflate the balls a little bit or rough them up a little bit before the Super Bowl between the Raiders and the Buccaneers. Of, hey, Cavi's here a couple years ago. More than a couple years ago now. It was like 13 years ago. So this is a much to do about nothing. This really, really is, my friend.
Oh, I agree with you 100% because, like Brad Johnson, what you were saying, he paid $7,500 for somebody to scuff up 100 footballs.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Why don't they just have the referees are in charge of the balls, and why are the quarterbacks?
Well, here's the thing. In everything but the Super Bowl, the home team is responsible for supplying 12 footballs. It's like in Major League Baseball, the home team supplies the baseballs, and they got the mud, and they rub it up and all that stuff, okay? Now, for the Super Bowl, those aren't supplied by either team. They're supplied by the league, okay? Here's the thing. If the final score was 23-21, and it came down to the fact that there was a shanked field goal by Adam Vinatieri, and then they found out, which wouldn't have made that much of a difference, to be honest with you, okay, then this would be worth talking about. They were beaten by 38 freaking points. They got beaten by 5 touchdowns and a field goal. They both played with the same football, country.
Oh, I know. But what I'm saying is this, is I've always thought throughout my life that the same football is used for both teams in the game.
Right.
There we go. Okay, yeah. So if Tom Brady,
the Colts didn't even notice. They didn't even, it wasn't like they were bitching about it during the game. They didn't even notice. Hey, country, listen, man, I got to go, but make sure you call back in again, okay, my friend?
Would you do me a favor?
Of course I will.
Would you just leave my phone on so that way I can listen to your show?
I can do that. I can do that very easily. We'll just leave you on right now. Just put your phone on mute, though, okay? All right. In other words, don't talk into it. And I'll leave you on right now. You can listen to us, okay?
Okay. That's
great. All right, cool. You betcha. See, that's a dedicated Disturbed file. By the way, our friend Cabby joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Cabby, welcome to it's the black thing you're talking to. You can move. Oh, here we go with the breathing again. There you go. There we are. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's good to see you again.
Got out of the doctor's office. Oh, do I have a sore throat?
Yeah, it's all right. You didn't sound any worse than Kenny Sargent did earlier on Speed Freaks. He sounded like he swallowed razor blades.
Oh, boy. The winter.
Speaking of which, have you heard back east, as they say, why is it back east and out west? I was wondering about that. But they're going to be getting, Pennsylvania is going to get anywhere between 6 inches and a foot, depending on what part of the Commonwealth you are in. But New York and New England, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, they're going to get anywhere from 2 to 3 feet. When I was living there, we had the April Fool's Day blizzard in 1997. And that was basically a hurricane where it snowed. I mean, it was like 50, 60 mile an hour winds. And they got like 26 inches of snow in like 21 hours. And this is supposed to be worse. And you know what I say to that? Neener, neener, neener. Ha, 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 ha. I'm in California. I say you would agree with that as well.
It was 80 degrees in Santa Cruz. So
yeah, it was in the 70s. I was in
ocean swimming in January.
Friday and Saturday. I know I was in Pinole yesterday. On Saturday, I was up there with Danny Holzman from the Raspini Brothers. I went for a hike up on San Pablo Mountain.
Really?
Looking over the Carquinez Straits. And then we went and had some pho and then watched the UFC fights. And, man, I was sweating my ass off. Of course, once the sun goes down out there but in the North Bay, it gets a little chilly. When I say a little chilly, it was like 55 degrees. So for those of you in the – believe me, I sympathize with you. Now, I'm going to give you some advice. When you're dealing with heavy snows, cold, windy, I have some very good advice for staying warm. You ready for this? Stay indoors. Okay? And here's the other thing. What? Really? Does nobody buy milk and bread until it's going to snow? Here's the drill. Every time a big storm is going to hit in a certain area in the Northeast, you go to a grocery store and it's like when they were going after Cabbage Patch Kids back in the 80s. There are people literally punching each other for a loaf of freaking bread. You know what? Buy some sushi. Sushi tastes good during a storm.
Top Ramen.
Top
nice one. And cheap.
Exactly. You go hunt something.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. What else? Tell me about your winter preparations.
Pretty much it's I have to leave the house and decide whether or not to wear a sweater or not because, you know, what am I wearing now? I'm in shorts and a T-shirt.
Middle of the night. we have somebody. Tell you what.
Not
even a comparison. I tell you what. Moonshine Mike's on the line, but I'm in a tweener right now. I got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment.
No football game. No. Go for it.
Hey, Mike, can you, Mike? And dial your operator. All right, hold on. Let's see what we got here. Hold on.
Who's the chick? A chick's listening to this show? Holy smokes. Talk to her. Who was that?
I don't know.
That girl you were just.
All right, Moonshine, are you there?
Yeah, man, what's up, baby?
All right, tell you what, listen, I got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Now, we're going to talk about sports and everything when we come back. And, my God, are you dying over there?
Why are we going to talk about sports?
You sound like you're dying over there.
Was there a game today?
No, but we were going to. But, Mike, you're in Martinsville, Virginia, the cultural center of the universe, right there near the North Carolina line. Are you supposed to be getting any snow?
No, it's the Blue Ridge up near Roanoke, but we're out of the mountain area.
Right.
We're in the foothills.
Oh, exactly. And that would explain all the Rhodes Scholars that come out of that area.
Well, you know, Martinsville used to be the damn capital of textiles years ago. We were the number one manufacturer of textiles. And furniture, we were up there, but it's a small city, sort of. But you're right, man, the jobs don't pay. But anyway,
Golden State Warriors. Well, I tell you, Mike, I tell you what we're going to do. I only have a minute left in this segment, and I want to be able to talk about basketball, and I want to talk, of course, about your legendary basketball career back there in Martinsville, the greatest white basketball player ever to come out of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So sit tight on the line. We're going to do a break here. We come back, and we'll talk some hoops. How does that sound?
GSW, baby.
Sounds good.
All right, sit tight.
I need moonshine.
It's good to see you again, my friend.
I'm fine. I really am. It's just I lost my phone, so everybody thought I died.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you for 3 days, man.
I know you were thinking the heavy breathing finally kicked
in.
Yeah,
I thought you were dead. I thought you died.
Like, well.
1-800-878-7200. You can't hear that?
No, really.
Jesus.
I guess it's my sore throat.
It's
like
a platypus having an asthma attack. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. 202-456-1616. That's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. Keep in mind, they do have caller ID. I found that out during the Bush administration. Both of them. iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Along with Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke. This is Sports Overnight America.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I think you've had enough bourbon for one lifetime.
Not my lifetime.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a whole...
This is a toe-tapper. I dig this, man.
Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountain.
Yeah.
So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountain.
And for those of you who remember the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, this was the song to play during the opening credits.
I thought that was H.R. Puff and stuff. No, it's Harold. He fires, he shoots. Oh, it's a clunker.
That was.
Oh, it's off the rim.
That was.
Off the rim.
That was.
Didn't even go for the rebound, even though he knew he missed the shot.
I have something for that in here somewhere. I don't know where it is.
You know, I'm missing Get Smart for this show. I'm kind of upset.
Oh man,
about
Barbara
that.
Feldon. Man.
Oh man, now you're making me even madder that I'm missing the show.
Speaking of old television and Mike Moonshine Mike in Martinsville, Virginia. We'll get to you here in a second. On Sunday evening, East Coast time, Joe Franklin passed away. Now, for those of you who are not from the East Coast, you probably aren't very familiar with Joe Franklin. He was a staple on WOR Channel 9 out of Secaucus, New Jersey. The Joe Franklin Show came on 11:30 at night or midnight or something like that. This guy was on from like 1962 to like 1988. And the funny thing was, it was a real cheesy, campy, it was kind of boring, to be honest with you. And Joe Franklin was kind of but here's the thing. Everyone wanted to be on his show. I mean, this guy had like Laurel and Hardy on there. Brando and Billy Crystal used to love going on this guy's show. And it was just, this guy was about as hip as a saltine cracker. I mean, he really was. But everyone wanted to go on his show. And he started out in the old WJZ, which is now WJZ Baltimore. It was WJZ in New York, which is now WOR, which became WABC eventually. That's how long this guy was around, since like 1951. And I remember as a kid, we got cable when I was first in Agawam, Massachusetts, and then, of course, in Pennsylvania. One of these, we had basic cable, WOR out of New York. Channel 9 was one of the stations you got, and that's where you saw your Met games with Ralph Kiner and Lindsay and Nelson, and they had this other show called 9 Broadcast Plaza, and I remember Matt Lauer back in the late 80s was the host of this show, And it was a show. It went on for like 2.5 hours out of these studios in Secaucus. And Joe Franklin was there too. If you get a chance, during the news, I'm going to show you. But go check out Joe Franklin and the Joe Franklin Show out of Secaucus, New Jersey. He passed away at the age of 88. And I said, if you're west of Pittsburgh, you don't care. You don't even know who I'm talking about. But if you're from the Northeast, anywhere from, I'd say, Baltimore up through maybe, you know, southern Maine and out to maybe about
the colonies.
Yeah, basically the originals, the guys, the cultural centers, you know, the people.
Oh, I wouldn't call it that. I just said it was the colonies.
Oh yeah, like the red states, really.
Daniel Boone with a coonskin cap.
Like the red states are the people I want dictating policy in this country. But anyway, go. It's a shame. 88 years old. You know,
I prefer the blues.
Thank you very much. But 88 years old. You know, sign me up for 88 any day of the week. 1-800-878-7529. Just throwing that out there. Back to the other cultural center of the universe. Of course, that would be the great Martinsville, Virginia. Say hi to our friend Moonshine Mike. Mike, welcome back, my friend.
Well, glad you're having me, fellas. You know what, Jerry, just hit me that you didn't know this and I forgot.
Let me guess, an angry neighbor.
No, back in the 70s and 80s, early 80s, Martinsville was the richest city in the country per capita.
Go to hell! No, wait, time out. Wait a minute. I call bullshit on that one. I do. No, uh-uh. Mark, there is no... No, wait, no, hold on. Stop. 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 Just stop. No freaking... There are towns smaller than Mark... No, just... No, no, wait, hold on. There are towns that have, like, a couple hundred people smaller than Martinsville, okay? Towns like... You know, Vineyard Haven, Massachusetts, New Hope, Pennsylvania, Princeton, New Jersey, New Paltz, New York. I'm trying to think of where some other Silver Spring. Okay, hold on. I'm calling BS on this one, man. You're trying to say Martinsville, Virginia was the richest city in the 70s and 80s per capita. That is really.
Wait,
that is like trying to tell them, that is like the Republican people who come up there with these dioramas and these books and trying to say that man and dinosaurs roamed the earth at the same time 6,000 years ago, like watching the Flintstones is a damn documentary. That is such, Mark, Mike, that is just such bull.
No, stop.
No, I'm not letting this one pass. What could other than probably the fact that you drink your breakfast out of a mason jar, what could possibly have possessed you to come up with that absolutely asinine statement?
Because you can't have the truth, so what?
No, wait, no, hold on. No, time out here. Wait a second.
Just forget.
No, because I'm sick of you coming in here and say,
let's talk Virginia basketball.
Barnesville's gone downhill. You're right.
Mike, it never got to the top of the hill, man. It never even crested a slope, for Christ's sake. You have a race. Okay, here we go. Everybody just hold on for a second. I am calling total bullshit on Mike on this one. Mike, you're not allowed to say another word about another time. We're talking Martinsville, Virginia here, okay? And I tell you, don't start laughing because come on, really? But you're getting up there and you're trying to. Listen to me, Mike. Listen to me, Mike. Per capita, I have the most intelligent audience in all of radio.
That's it.
You keep it from you. Okay, I get horrible service with my phone in this studio. But I'm telling you right now, that is. Oh my God! Really?
Hi, Jay. Look it up. If you don't believe me, I don't care. But anyway, I love you anyway, but tell you what.
You got 2 minutes to dazzle me, Mike. What's on your mind?
Is Golden State possibly mm-hmm. going to tie the record of 72 wins by the Chicago Bulls?
No chance. They would.
Yeah.
No chance. They're
well,
not.
I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right.
I won't say have no chance. I have no chance. I mean, obviously they have a chance. I mean, as long as, you know.
Yeah, true.
But, no, I mean, that's silly, Mike.
They got to just think about championships.
So you're trying to tell me you called 3,000 miles at this hour of the night to tell me two things. A, Martinsville, Virginia is was at one time per capita the wealthiest city in the country. And to tell and just to ask as to whether or not the Golden State Warriors had a chance of breaking the Bulls record for best. And I still think I still say the Celtics at 69-13 was the all-time record because it wasn't as diluted back then.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know?
They weren't exactly, but let's see. Can we chase up?
You got you got one minute.
The points plus 3 points. Are you taking the points or
Mike? It's changing every other day. First, it was 2.5 for Seattle. Then the Patriots were a 1-point favorite. I'm waiting until the game day before I'm taking New England in this one straight up, no matter what the points.
Wait, New England is now up two?
No, I don't know what it is now. Oh. It's changed every other.
2.5 of mine. It was 3 yesterday.
Good luck with that.
So I'm taking no matter what it is, I'm taking New England straight up to win. Hey, Mike, thank you for calling, my friend.
You know why I'm taking Seattle?
Because they're the wealthiest city in. No, I'm sorry. They might be.
Because I believe in our. I believe in our mafia
take
system.
Take care, Mike.
And they're not going to take New England heavy, and take a beating in Vegas.
I cannot believe he said that.
So they're going to fix it so Seattle wins.
I cannot believe he said that. I've got to go check on that one. The per capita income for Martinsville, Virginia, I probably have it on my credit card, for Christ's sake. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOU.
Guy's got to have a hobby, I guess, right? Little Maurice White and company here, man. This is a cool tune.
I'm impressed that you're playing it. I'm like, wow.
EWF? Oh, love this stuff.
Yeah, no. It's,
of course, every time Philip Bailey sings, you say, man, God, that man has his balls in a vice.
You usually pick some heroin addict blues guitar player. But this is actually very hip, still modern. But please don't dance, Jerry. It's unbecoming.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 19 minutes before the hour. Okay, now Moonshine Mike's no longer on the phone. Hey, thank God. And if you're just joining us, but first off, where the hell you been? Second off, welcome to Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, along with my man Cabby, who had nothing else better to do, evidently.
I missed the big game today.
By the way, man, I'm Jerry Burke, the host of this Unmitigated Disaster, 1-800-878-7529.
This titanic of a radio
so,
show.
So Maria, our cleaning lady, who is, I mean, she's like 3'6". She's about 4'10", I think. Her English is not very good, and her son has been teaching her some phrases to make her sound more American, as in, you know, what up, you know, anyway, she brought me in a super burrito today from Taqueria Zorro right up the street here, and it was fantastic. But she brought back, I told her to bring some extra salsas for me, you know, because she told me she was bringing it. So she brought me the fire water salsas, and I wasn't paying attention. Boy, that hurt twice. I mean, it was. Okay.
I love it.
So here's the drill. Moonshine Mike called a little while ago, and as Mike tends to do, he has a rather likable tendency to exaggerate the truth or stretch the. But he lies. He lies.
Outer limits of reality.
So, you know, Mike. According to Mike, he was the greatest white basketball player ever to come out of the Commonwealth of Virginia. I don't even know if he even aware that Virginia is a Commonwealth, but that the other three Commonwealths.
Wait, there's a white basketball player
in Virginia? Yeah.
No,
the other three Commonwealths, by the way, are in Massachusetts, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. Just so you know. So, in any event, so Mike's trying to tell me that back in the 70s and 80s, because of their textile industry, I think Martinsville, they had the highest per capita income in the country. But it slid a little bit. That's what he said, right?
Recession.
Now, when they figure out median household incomes, it's based on a household of four people, mommy, daddy, two kids. Okay? Martinsville, Virginia, in 2013, okay, the median income, take a shot.
You want me to?
Keep in mind, this is one of the wealthiest.
So what, the average family?
Of four. What do you think the average family of four lives on?
In Virginia.
Right. Before taxes, this is.
Now, this is average, though, right? Not the peaks, not the
No,
valleys.
This is the average for Martinsville, Virginia.
Let's go 85,000.
Are you on heroin? $27,441.
Oh, that's four people, 27,000 each is 85.
I make that less than. If you're in rural Virginia, Western Virginia, Martinsville, heading out towards Roanoke, Winchester, that area. Anybody, West Virginia. I used to live in West Virginia too. Anybody. Call me, right? And not if you're out in the blizzard right now. Just, you know, concentrate on the roads. Okay?
Yes, we don't please,
need.
Please.
We do not need you to be a statistic and blame.
You shouldn't even be out there.
And then blame it on me.
Right.
Somebody, anybody, explain to me. And I'm going to blame this all on Republicans. Explain to me how you can survive on $27,441 a year. I couldn't survive on that in 6 months alone.
I actually survive on less.
But
I kind of hibernate into the winter.
You store fat, though. You just
I don't know what it is, but
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what I make, but I'm
right at the poverty line.
I make a pretty damn good buck. And I still, once in a while, you know, if I want to do certain things, I have to pinch pennies. Okay, I have a
SF is expensive.
I smoke a lot of dope and drink a lot. But my point is this.
That's your good quality.
That's my, yeah, exactly. How can you, $27,441 a year? Now, I'm not bragging about my dad. I mean, I love my dad, and he passed away Christmas 2011. My dad had five kids. Well, my mother had five kids. Dad just was a willing participant. I think he was an unwilling participant in the five of us. But anyway, we had five kids in our family. It was myself and my four sisters. And I know.
Any born on purpose?
No, they were Catholic. So, no, this was 1978. We had moved to Pennsylvania. My dad got a new job. My dad was an environmental engineer. We'll get to sports eventually. But he got a job with General Dynamics. He was with Dow Chemical before that. He was an environmental engineer. General Dynamics makes the M1 tag and the stealth bomber.
No, I know them from San Diego.
Right.
I was on a nuke sub.
And I know in 1978, okay, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is not an expensive place to live because it's a hellhole.
Home of The Office.
Jason Miller from The Exorcist too,
oh.
And Mike Munchak, Hall of Famer, oh. With my high school. I graduated with
The Exorcist.
I graduated with. Well, he won a Pulitzer Prize for that championship season too.
Do you know,
but I graduated from high school with Mike Munchak's sister Jill. I actually knew Mike pretty well. But anyway, my point is this: I know my dad in 1978 was making about $36,000 a year. Okay, in 1978, that was a pretty good buck.
GD, yeah.
And my mom. Worked for Hilton Hotels. She was an executive comptroller. She did pretty well, too. So let's just say in 1978, between my two parents, they were bringing in 60. Okay? I'm just throwing that number out. 60,000. Okay? We still had, you know, we couldn't live extravagantly. We had a nice house. You know, if there were three kids, we would have been slightly upper middle class. But since we had five of us, you know, we're middle class. How, in this day and age, can you survive four people in a house? And if you're in rural Virginia, you know one of them's got a meth problem. So four people in the house.
Or a lab,
yeah. All right. How can you survive on that? Okay, ready for this? That is, check this out. This is good math here. Watch this. That is $510 a week. Okay, I make that in 2.5 days.
I know how it's done. Revenue from the still.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. Forgot about that.
I totally forgot. But in all seriousness, man, if you're
no taxes.
I'm not belittling anybody. I'm not, because I understand if you're in rural Virginia, and I say rural Virginia, I'm not talking about the pleasant little suburbs like Mount Vernon and Old Town Alexandria outside of Washington. I'm talking like Winchester, outside of Roanoke, heading out towards, yeah, you know, like Martinsville, you know, that area. You know, if someone could explain, someone please explain to me, how can you survive on that? I mean, I understand the cost of living is probably less there than it is in San Francisco. Hell, it's cheaper in London than it is in San Francisco. But how? I mean, okay, look, I go to the grocery store, okay, myself, me, okay? And, well, that's not really fair because we have all these really cool little independent veggie stands and everything around here.
Direct pipelines to the farmland.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we feed, California feeds you. If California became its own country, you people would starve, by the way.
Very cheap to get food here.
Yeah, meat's probably about the same as everywhere else. But, you know, for example, like I know, we'll take cherries, for example. I know my mom pays like $3.59 a pound for them. Here, it's like $1.59 a pound. Avocados, like a three for a buck. They're $3 each out in Pennsylvania, okay? My point is this. I go to the grocery store or the veggie stand. I can drop $75, $100 like that on me. Okay, on me. Now, I do that. In a household of four, taking home $500 a week, that's 20% of what are you paying for your mortgage? $30 a month? I mean, my rent's $2,000. I mean, if someone could call and explain this to me, 1-800. I'm not criticizing. I'm not belittling you. I'm just genuine. Look, when I first started in radio, everybody was broke. But here's the thing: I was single. I was young. I was in it to get laid and go to concerts. That was why I got into radio, doing overnights at classic rock stations.
Did that ever happen?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, wow. That's surprising.
But, you know, and then, you know, I got into bigger markets, major markets, and I started getting, making some good money. But before that, I mean, Chris, I was working at WDHA in Dover, New Jersey. I think I was making something like $17,000 or $18,000 a year. But I didn't care. I got all the free concert tickets I wanted, and I was the cool overnight guy, so I used to have girls come over.
The cool overnight guy? Where did you get that from?
I was, man. I was,
really? Well, whatever happened to you?
100.7 WGRX, Baltimore's classic rock. Oh, man, that was good.
You're right. I'm starting to fall asleep as we speak.
I was 25 years old. I was, you know, in major markets. I was good. I'm good enough. But I don't. If someone could explain to me how that's possible, because you can't. You cannot live. I can't say that's not true. You can live, but you can't live comfortably in San Francisco alone, single, unless you make $65,000 a year. You can't.
Rent control.
Yeah, rent control. See, I don't rent
Thank
control.
God, the democratic process.
See,
I'm paying
$2,000 a month for my place, and I live in one of the more residential, most non-touristy area in the city.
I love that area.
If it weren't for the Cow Palace, no one would come. And Jerry Day out in Crocker Amazon, no one would come.
No, the old days, Cow Palace was the happening place and everything there.
I mean, the Who there, the Dead.
Basketball, the Sharks.
The 64 Republican Convention.
Oh, Rolling Stones with...
that was the place where...
Doobie Brothers.
That's the legendary concert venue where Keith Moon took a gorilla tranquilizer and passed out on stage, and they pulled a 17-year-old kid out of the stands to play drums for The Who.
Well, San Francisco will try anything. Whatever gets you high,
But my point is this. I live in probably the least touristy area of San Francisco. It's beautiful. I love where I live. It's a lot of great places to hang out. I got a subway 10-minute walk away. But it's called the Excelsior District. That's where Dan White was from. If you're wondering, Dan White was the man who assassinated Moscone and Milk. But...
What a great guy.
Yeah. You know what's funny? God. Aside from that, everyone liked the guy. They said,
aside from killing two people.
They said the same thing about McVeigh. Yeah, you know, exactly. Aside from the blowing up the building thing, he was a good guy.
A homophobic rage. What a great guy.
But anyway.
He's a nice guy.
Josh, he was. Everyone. That's one thing. Everyone liked him.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Josh Brolin did a good job playing him in Milk, by the way.
Oh, I never saw that. Oh.
I was an extra in that. When they
Get out of here.
Everyone was there. All you had to do was have relatively long hair and have a nice ass. And if you were walking...
Do you have to act like you were gay?
Some guy held my hand. I don't think he was acting either.
Oh, man.
But my point is this. If someone can explain to me...
That's great.
I mean, how do you go on vacation? I'm going to Los Angeles at the end of next month to go to UFC 184 with Danny Holzman. Okay? My flight's about $144. I got media passes. I'm going to get my hotel.
Megabus.
No, I'm not going to, you know, so, okay, the whole thing's going to cost me $1,000. So I'll put away a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there, and take, you know, a third of my check at the end of the month, and I'm gone. You can't do that on $27,441 a year.
I barely make it, and I go down to L.A. once a month, go see Sharks, Warriors, Clippers.
You go down there.
$29.
You go down there and pick up hookers. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, but at least they got real hookers there. Real women hookers.
Exactly.
Not what we got up here.
Yes, we have the real ones. They just ain't in the neighborhood you hang out in.
Pretty much.
Going back to the ABC.
It's dry people.
Friday nights in the early 70s, arid. Late 60s and early 70s, the first James L. Brooks show. Legendary, groundbreaking show. Lionel Hayes, Denise Nicholas, Karen Valentine, Michael Constantine, a little Room 222 action, kids. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Just in saying that alone, I just made $27,441.
Karen Valentine.
Same birthday as me, May 25th.
Oh, get out.
She's
that's the same birthday as my brother.
She's a little bit older.
He's a little bit older, too.
This is Sports Overnight America.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit. But you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Little Statler and Waldorf action from The Muppet Show. At one time, the highest, the most syndicated TV show in the world at one time. Did you know that?
Sesame Street.
No, The Muppet Show.
Oh, that's different from Sesame Street.
Jim Henson. A little popcorn action.
That educational show that taught you how to count to 10 numerous times.
Yeah,
just
look,
hundreds
the guy,
and
the
thousands
guy, the
of times.
The guy who did the voice for the count just
count
passed,
to 10.
The guy who just did the voice for the count just passed away recently.
Unbelievable. It's like, and then they go, this is educational. I go, I know how to count to 10.
This show is educational, by the way.
Yeah, but it's more subliminal educational. Where we don't, they don't know we're
they don't,
educated.
You don't know you're picking up any.
It's like, exactly. It's part of the conspiracy
You've
theory.
Already lost your train of thought, so that's very.
Oh, I lose that all the time.
We're going to blow off the update.
I'm in the caboose.
I'll caboose your ass. So what'd you think of the Joe Franklin show? That was a cool theme song, though, right?
You know, I vaguely remember the song, but I don't remember him, so. But he had Clint Eastwood.
Everybody went on the Joe Franklin show. This guy made Ron Barr look exciting, and everybody. Everybody went on Joe Franklin show. Anyway.
So it said radio show, and then but he had a TV show.
Well, no, he started out with radio back in the 40s, but he started going on TV in 1951.
Oh, so he was done with radio then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why he got a Lou.
Anyway, there are people are in mourning right now in the Secaucus, New Jersey.
Oh, sure.
If we were going to be doing an update, it would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues right now, all the way down through the minors, college, D1 level, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help you with your swing. Help my wiffle ball game immeasurably. Go to phbat.com. Check out the Pro Hammer Bat. They have a coupon code, PHBAT14. You get a great deal. Help you with the swing. Baseball season's coming. Pitchers and catchers report soon. Go to phbat.com. For the Pro Hammer Bat, 1-800-878-7529. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. Along with Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.